Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. A coalition of community and environmental groups jumping into the debate over the Northwestern Energy merger. Organizations including Climate Smart Missoula and the Montana Environmental Information Center filing a petition with the State Public Service Commission. They want to intervene in Northwestern Energy's proposed tariff for new data centers. It's bad enough to be accused of sexual assault in community, but if you do it on a tribal lands, it could mean federal prison time.
A Poplar man will spend 20 years in federal prison after being sentenced for sexually assaulting a teenage girl. 38-year-old Arthur Dion Lange received two consecutive 10-year prison terms after pleading guilty to aggravated sexual abuse and committing a sexual offense as a registered sex offender. Prosecutors say the assault happened in January 2025 and involved a 17-year-old girl. Lange was also sentenced to a lifetime of supervised release. The case was investigated by the Fort Peck Tribes and the FBI. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
Montana officials are already looking ahead to the next legislative session after a gift to the state's executive housing. On Monday, the Montana Land Board officially accepted the donation of the historic $5 million Hauser Mansion in Helena from Governor Greg Gianforte and his first lady, Susan. The 29-room Victorian estate will serve as the future official residence for Montana governors. According to the Daily Montanan, the state must now secure ongoing funding from future legislatures to maintain the massive property, which already requires an estimated $2 million in immediate upgrades. Meanwhile, a decision on what to do with the current vacant governor's residence on Carson Street, which needs $4.5 million in repairs, is expected to be coming in about the next 4 weeks. And be careful out there, especially on area lakes, as high winds continue to blow through most of the area. We're expecting wind advisories and different precautions to last through this evening as a cold front comes in from Canada. This is the Montana State News Network.